It's the 27th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A new community radio station has officially opened its doors just outside Bedford's town centre. 20 to 22 Mary Street will house Wellbeing Media and Bedford Radio. Both the Bedford Borough Mayor Tom Wootton and the Bedford and Kempston MP Mohammed Yazin were present to open the broadcasting facility. Martin Steers, the station manager at Bedford Radio, said, "Getting our studios up and running is a milestone and we are waiting to launch on DAB soon. Small-scale digital audio broadcasting will allow for an over-the-air signal in addition to access through the internet within the upcoming year. Auditions for potential on-air talent volunteers will take place on the 9th of December." Biggleswade drug dealer Andrew Augustine will spend nearly twice his original prison sentence behind bars following a successful appeal by the Crown Prosecution Service on behalf of the police. Jail time for the 35-year-old cocaine and heroin supplier will be extended to 5 years and 8 months from the initial 3 years. A group protesting Israel's military response to the Hamas attack on the 7th of October have taken a peaceful action to the gates of Lockheed Martin in Amptill. Demonstrators from Palestine Action blocked the entrance to the arms manufacturer, making it difficult for workers to enter. A statement provided by the activists said they wanted to interrupt the flow of aircraft and weapons with the aim to preserve life and protect property. The creator of African mosaics, Dion Ibel, will be featured on a segment of BBC One's Make It at Market programme. The Bedfordshire artist hopes to travel to the African continent one day to learn from established artistic masters. The programme airs this afternoon at 4:30pm on BBC iPlayer. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.